So today I'm really excited to be speaking with Achara, who I've known through the Academy of Engineering and the Innovation Fellowship. So really good to see you, Achara.
Very good to see you too, Andrew. Hi.
So we've known each other. We were just talking about 4 or 5 years, isn't it? We first met on the program and that in London when you came over
Yeah,
and was part of that
five
sort of
years.
program.
We had met 2018, so I think 5 years already.
Great. So I was so inspired by you as a sort of entrepreneur from Thailand, where you're from. Can you give us a brief introduction to yourself and your business and that first, please?
I am Achara Pumi. I am the CEO and founder of Pack Corporation Thailand Company Limited. We doing the business about heating, cooling, and energy efficiency, such as air conditioning, water heating that can energy saving itself and can reduce the environment impact for our solutions. Our products such as Pack Frenergy heat recovery water heater, Pack solar air conditioning, and any others innovations related with the purpose of my business to reduce the energy consumption and make more environment impact better to the world. So this is my interest and my business.
Great. Yeah. And when I first saw it, I thought it was one of those things where you sort of think, oh, it's so sort of obvious that, you're doing air conditioning and that in hotels and resorts and that within Thailand, but you're using the waste heat from the air conditioning and using that to heat water. And I'm thinking, God, such a simple sort of type solution to combine
Yeah.
those sort of two things and then getting that benefit. So that's great. So could you explain a little bit about the process about how you went through in starting the business, what the idea sort of came from, or the background and that to the journey you've been on as a founder?
Yeah. My family business. My father, he had worked in air conditioning business for almost 40 years. And when I graduated from the university, I have to come to my family business to run through my air conditioning company. We are the trading and engineering installation contractor to the corporates, hotels, and resort there in Thailand. And at that time, after I take the responsibility in sales and marketing there in the company, I have recognized that we have very good opportunities to sell the product due to in Thailand it's very hot and we sell a lot of air conditioning. But in another side, we think about how much heat exhaust to the environment without any benefits, and how much energy consumption with this air conditioning that we had sold to the customer. So at that time, I start thinking about the innovation that can use our expertise in air conditioning and can help the environment to lower the energy consumption of this equipment and also less impact for the heat to the environment. So that is the beginning that we would like to introduce the Pack Frenergy, the heat recovery water heater, to the market. And another ways we would like to have our own innovation, not only be a trader, so we can sustain our business in the long term. So that is our beginning to think about to do the kind of innovative business at the first time.
Great, excellent, excellent. And people are so central in that to being in a venture. Can you tell us how many people are in your organization and what sort of structure you have then to balance this installation and innovation and that within the business?
At first, I worked for this business in my future business. So we use their resources in operation in our business. At that time, I think we have around 5-10 people to start the business. Last year, we have around 40 people in my own business. After I worked with him for, I think, 10 years, I start to spin off my company and set up my staff, starting with maybe 10 people at the first time. I mean the new staff, not my family staff. We built our team by ourselves. At the first, we have about 10 people. And last year, yes, we have around 40 people due to we have the COVID situation. So we try to limit our people, but we have very great opportunities, you know. So this year, everything seems like recovered from the pandemic. So right now we have 70 people, very huge number, around double size of the company within a year. But I think it is the time to capture the market, and it's the time to recover the market and the revenue as well, due to everything is back to the normal situations. So this is the people that we had in the company, consisting of engineering team, R&D team, sales and marketing team, and also back office. And we have two branches in Bangkok and also in Phuket. So we have two office to take care of our customers. So this is quite a big amount in total, but when separate is have I think a proper amount to take care of our customer in each offices.
Excellent. Great, great. And related to people, you know, family, I know, is important than that to you. And how do you balance being an entrepreneur, running this sort of business, and also the phenomenal amount of traveling you do? I see you a lot on LinkedIn and, you know, with conferences and stuff on sustainability. And we met up in London just a sort of a couple of weeks ago when you were traveling. So how do you personally balance these sort of things?
It's not like a balance, but it's like about integration, I think. I have many dimensions in family issues. I start with my family, which is my father first, and after that, I have a partner who is my brother. And I have my own small family with my husband and my son. They all support me a lot, not only because of I am a family members, but they trust me as I am a leader of the business. So it's not like I am the woman, or I am a wife, or I am a sister or a daughter, but they honor me as I am a leader and I am the CEO of the company. So every actions, every event that I went to or I participated to, it seems like it makes the opportunities to the business. So they understand me a lot and they support me a lot. I can say that I am really lucky. Not every person have the strong family support as me. So, and this is very important things that I can come this far due to this kind of supportive. So I think because of the roles of the company is very clear, and the impact that I deliver to the company and also to my own family is very, very impactful to our members. So I think this is the things that we support each other to get things very very balanced in both family business and also in the family issues.
Great. Oh, excellent. Excellent sort of discussion and that there. And I know with, you know, where I had the pleasure of visiting you in Thailand with my daughter. And, you know, so having that mix, I also believe is that, you know, balancing your work and having that mix of having family support and involving family in that within the business as well, I also sort of agree with. So great response on that there. So another important part to, running a business is partners. How do you relate to partners, the sorts of things like customers, your suppliers, what sort of ecosystem have you got in partners that are important than that to you outside this sort of family and business sort of circumstances?
Yeah, partner is very important. It is one of my strategy to running the company. We are not a big company, we are not the corporate, but we are the SME. So the connections or the support from the partners or the collaborators is very, very important to me. We cannot come this far without this support or this organization. The partnership of my company, it's not only my supplier or customer, but it's including government support from many, many organizations, such as the Ministry of Science that I am related with my work, the agency about innovations, about science and technology that I work with them about developing my innovations and also supporting for my journey in marketing and sales or something. And also the investor that invests in my company, and also the institute that I related in trade and commercialization is another part that they promote me a lot in my product service, which is the innovative product. And also my team members, also is inside is not quite considered a partner. The bank, the art, so the financial institute, not only the investor. We try to support each other, I think. At the first phase, I am very small in the size and in the revenue. I have to prove myself a lot that I am proper to be the one that they would like to support me. And after that, when I had that opportunities, I try to pay back to them later. Also, the Royal Academy of Engineering, at the first time, I am very excited to be a part of their communities. I try a lot to do everything to return them that they gave me very, very fruitful training, mentoring as I have from you, the connections that they gave to us. And I try a lot to work my to work very hard to my venture to be very successfully as much as I can. And after that, if they have any events, any kind of interview or any kind of communities activity or something, I try to support them even online or even remoting something. So I think this kind of a connection that I turn back to them, I try to make ourselves to be stronger, better, and can return to the communities and can return to them, help them later for any activity that I can. This one can strengthen my connections as well. And if you can grow up your business, it seems like you prove that their support is useful. And if because of they are the organization, it's the bank, that the investor, it seems like the investment that they give to us is very worth. So this kind of connections, it seems like it's very strong connection. We grow together and we support each other. And who knows, maybe in the future, I will be a corporate that can be pay a lot of tax to the government and can pay a lot of interest to the bank and can make a big return to the investor and can return to the communities. So that's why I think you have to be good enough to make a partnership and you can return to them as you be in their communities and their ecosystem.
No, I think, from the years that I've known you, you've always been such an inspiring leader and this sort of catalyst in the middle there of, in all the things that I've been involved with you, particularly the Royal Academy of Engineering, where I've been involved, you are very much a catalyst in that there. and contributing a lot to the ecosystem around the climate and around startups and stuff like that. So really inspiring. That's great. And I suppose my final P in terms of the five P's that I look at, so your performance measures. So what sort of performance measures or metrics and that are you using? Is it around revenue, profit, carbon benefits? What sort of performance metrics do you sort of keep an eye on?
Yeah, we have four performance. The first one is revenue. The second one is the profit. I mean the EBT, earning before tax. And the third one is the energy saving to the world. And the fourth one is the carbon emission reduction to the environment. Last year we have target around 100 million is around. It's around third, around $3 million, and this is a target. And we have 10% EBT, and we have 10 tons carbon equivalent reduction to our innovation during 6 years time, and we can reduce around 19 gigawatt hour for energy consumption to our customers. So this kind of performance indicators, we try to keep it track in every year. And this year we have a target for 30% in each performance that we expected to achieve in this year due to everything is recovered. And I think we are very, very ready to capture the market.
Oh, excellent. Excellent, Ajara. It's been really good speaking to you. I think you've really covered really well there about what's the purpose that drives you, the process and journey you've been on, and that with the creating of the business and that, and building and extending it from your family, the people and the partner sort of aspect. I think it's inspiring, and we'll all sort of learn from that. And I think your balanced performance measures in hard sort of financial, but also the climate impact, I think is so great. So thank you so much for sharing your insights with us.
Yeah, thank you so much to have me today. Very exciting as well.
Do please give a 5-star like and subscribe to future interviews.